The man singing that song, Robert Finley, is not your average up-and-comer. At 63, the North Louisiana blues and soul man has already lived a lifetime as a helicopter serviceman in the Army and for decades as a carpenter. Well, now Finley can no longer build homes because he's gradually losing his vision to glaucoma. He's legally blind, but it's given him a chance to build a new career singing and playing the guitar. His debut album, Age Don't Mean a Thing, comes out on September 30th, and he joins us now from Monroe, Louisiana. Robert Finley, welcome, and how's life treating you down there in northern Louisiana?
Oh, everything's fine, man. Everything's coming together like a dream coming true. Living my childhood dream now. What more could a man ask?
I don't know. I don't know at all. I'm glad. I feel good for you. So let's get straight to the music. Your title track is called Age Don't Mean a Thing, and I understand you brought your guitar, so maybe you could play a little bit of that.
Sure, be glad to. Understand, yes I am, and I can take care of business. Ooh, baby, I know I can. Well, if you need a little loving, ooh, baby, every now and then, well. Just text me, baby, just call me, baby, 'cause I wanna be your friend. Age don't mean a thing. I'm trying to tell you, I'm qualified to be your man. Are you listening, girl? And I'm not too hard to understand, and I'll always do the best I can. Age don't mean a thing.
Robert Finley, that sounds good to me. And you sing Age Don't Mean a Thing. Isn't that the truth? You're 63 years old. You've got this new album coming out. I think a lot of us would like to think that age doesn't mean a thing, but is that how you actually feel?
Well, yeah. You know, you never give up on your dream. You hold on till the end. You know, I guess this was a childhood dream. But it was something I really never stepped out on. And then after I lose my sight partially, I got to where I couldn't read the tape measure or build a square building. I just reached back and grabbed a guitar, which I'd been playing all along, playing at local places here in Monroe. But now I'm heading around the map with it, so... That's the good news of all.
Well, there's a story about you as a boy, and it goes like this. Your father gives you money to buy a pair of shoes, and you turn right around and you don't buy a pair of shoes, you buy a guitar. You wanted a guitar more than a pair of shoes.
Right. Well, what happened was me and four of my little friends. We was, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-old boys, and I was going to buy a pair of shoes. That was going to be my first time to actually pick out my own shoes. Mm. But we walked into this white auto, and there was this guitar up there for 1995. And we was like, man, I could buy this guitar. And I said, but I got to buy some shoes. They said, well, my friends said, well, man, we'll help you. We'll help you make some more money to buy some shoes. Just get the guitar. So the guitar was 1995. So I gave the lady the $20 bill, and she was telling me something about I owed her some more money, you know, for tax. And I was like, no, ma'am, the thing said 1995. And so we started out the store, and she called me back, and she said, come here, son. And she said, I'll pay the taxes, because you don't even know what that is. And so she gave me the nickel back. And so we went across the street to the little store and got five pieces of bubble gum, because the bubble gum was like a penny back then.
So did you have to teach yourself how to play the guitar?
Yeah, I always went to gospel quartet groups, and I always took the front row seat, and I just watched their fingers. Mm. My dad was going to buy me one for Christmas, but I didn't know it, and my dad was real religious, and he caught me playing the blues on my friend's guitar, and And that kind of canceled that for that Christmas.
Hmm. So he didn't like you playing the blues?
No, he didn't allow us to play the blues on the radio in his house, more or less, than talking about doing it live.
Well, at a certain point, you realize, though, that you can't really make a living necessarily playing music, though. I'm sure you wanted to, but you had to find other work. So did you leave music for a while and you became a carpenter?
Well, my dad was a carpenter, so I kind of had been a carpenter all my life. So that was the easiest thing for me to do, you know, was because I had been around helping him on different jobs and stuff. My biggest hang-up was understanding the blueprints. So I went to school for drawing the blueprints. So I say, well, if I go for drawing them, I know I won't have no problem reading them.
Mm. One of the things that strikes me about your album, and it's called Age Don't Mean a Thing, is that with age comes experience, and really that's what the blues is all about, life happening to you. How much of that did you draw on as you wrote this album, put it together?
Basically, it's all of my songs either come from my life or from my friend's life. You know, like sometimes you sit down, you talk to, you know, guys sitting around a circle just shooting the breeze, and everybody, you know, you kind of start to discussing their problems and the things they're going through, and you kind of take this guy's problem and that guy's problem and put it together and make one big problem, because you can, you know, it's easy to relate to it. And my thing is, I try not to sing the depressing blues. I try to sing some blues that would make a person hold their head up rather than dropping it down, because I feel like a person have enough problems already.
Well, you do have other challenges in life. We mentioned you were losing your vision. Can we talk about that? I mean, was this something that came on late in life, and how much vision have you lost?
Well, I've lost one eye completely and probably 60% of the other one. But I went to blind school, and they trained you how to use what sight you got left. I was a little late starting to get into it, but what it really does is teaches you to count your steps and be more of your awareness of what's actually in front of you, because I can only see straight ahead, so I'm constantly have to try to remember how many steps from one room to the other in your house, or how many steps it is from the bottom of the step to the mailbox.
Yeah.
And you get where you can do those things and just throw your hand out and touch it, nobody really.
Well, let's talk about that, because you are also a musician, and you have a lot of inspiration to draw from. Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Ronnie Millsap, all those guys were blind from childhood, though. How does that change your experience of making music, listening to music, playing music?
Tell the truth, I never could read music anyway, and I don't have to see it, because years ago, I practiced to play behind my head, behind my back. We was always trying to see how many different positions we could play the guitar in. That's something that I do every now and then. You know, I may just do a little bit at the end of a show or something.
But you can't see the audience. What about that, the energy that the audience gives you?
I feel it. I can feel it. I mean, it's you know, you don't really have to see it. It's an energy that comes from them And I can see them, but I can't make out, like, who they are, this and that. No, you know, the bright lights pretty much takes what little vision I have of it.
Well, I think we have time for one more. Do you mind playing us another bit?
I know everybody loves the snake in the grass, and and that's that's one of my favorites, too. But I got a brand new one that I wrote, and it's called Too Late. I'll do a little bit of that one for you. Too late to tell you I love you. Too soon to say goodbye. Too late to tell you that I love you. Too soon to say goodbye. After all that we've both been through, I know I hurt you, darling, but you hurt me too. But after all the heartache and all of the pain, tell me that our love affair ain't gonna never be the same. But just because Our love affair must end. There ain't no reason, baby, why we can't still be friends. It's too late, oh, for me to tell you how much I love you, but too soon to say goodbye.
Well, Robert Finley is 63 years old, and his debut solo album is Age Don't Mean a Thing. It comes out on September 30th. Robert, congratulations, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I've got a snake crawling in my grass, and I can't catch him. I guess he's a little bit too fast.
And you can find more of Robert's music and listen to the full version of the songs he played for us at our website, hereandnow.org.